From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Libyan leaders from that country's two rival parliaments sign a national unity agreement. The signing came in the Moroccan resort town of Sherat. Edward Uranian has a report.
The crowd clapped and chanted, "Libya, Libya, Libya," as the deputy speakers of the country's two rival parliaments signed the National Unity Accord. The agreement is an attempt to end the instability that has marred Libya since the 2011 ouster of longtime leader Muammar Gaddafi. It calls for a new unity government within 40 days, with members from the internationally recognized government in Tobruk and the Islamist-backed body in Tripoli. Edward Uranian, Cairo.
President Barack Obama says U.S. authorities are not aware of any specific imminent terrorist threat on the eve of the year-end holiday period, but he called on all Americans to stay vigilant to protect the country.
Our partners on the ground are fighting to push ISIL back, and ISIL has been losing territory. We continue to do everything in our power to prevent terrorists from getting into the United States.
Mr. Obama delivered a message Thursday stressing his highest priority is the safety of the American people. Speaking after a lengthy meeting with his full national security team, the president said no terrorist assault on the U.S. is imminent, as he said earlier. Russian President Vladimir Putin says he wants to develop better ties with the United States no matter who wins next year's U.S. presidential election. In his annual news conference with international reporters, Mr. Putin said he is ready to work with any president the American people elect on Turkey. Mr. Putin said he sees no possibility of overcoming strained ties. This is VOA.